Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to bring you a musical meditation focusing on the Annunciation. That's with Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
As we pray the Rosary, we're invited to meditate on the particular scene that the mystery evokes, and to enter deeply into it as we recite the Our Father, the Hail Marys, and the Gloria Patri. Sometimes art can help us to focus our minds prayerfully on the mystery. Sometimes music can help. Those words, Ave Maria, Gratia Plena, take us straight to the heart of the first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. I'm sure we all have our favourite paintings of the angel appearing to Mary. Maybe the one by Leonardo da Vinci, or that breathtaking fresco by Fra Angelico in the Convento di San Marco in Florence. But there are plenty of musical images too. For one thing, of course, there are lots of settings of the Ave Maria, bringing us the angel's greeting in song. Then again, you'll often find composers telling the story of the Annunciation, as in this famous medieval English carol, Angelus ad Virginem subintrans in conclave.
Angelus ad Virginem subintrans in conclave.
The setting I've chosen to concentrate on today is different again. It's a modern piece by the living English composer John Taverner, a member of the Orthodox Church. He wrote this piece in 1992, and it's for two unaccompanied choirs. The larger choir represents the angel, and the smaller choir represents Mary, overawed and trembling, repeating at regular intervals the same phrase, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The piece works best if the two choirs are in different locations, so that you get the dramatic effect of the dialogue between Mary and the angel. The first time I heard it was in Westminster Cathedral in 1995, when John Taverner himself gave a lecture about sacred music, and it was illustrated by some of his own works sung by the cathedral choir. When they sang his Annunciation, the small choir representing Mary was in the Lady Chapel, while the large choir sang from the sanctuary. The effect was stunning. The music has a prayerful quality that's hard to describe, but you can tell it's the fruit of profound meditation on the part of the composer. It draws the listener into a deeper contemplation of the mystery too. I'd like to leave you with what, for me, is the most sublime passage of all, as we hear the angels sing, "Blessed art thou among women." Blessed indeed.
Monsignor Philip Whittemore is a music historian, currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. Our thanks go to him. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.